This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The new Democratic National Committee Chair Tom Perez and Deputy Chair Keith Ellison are in Michigan. The state is the first stop in what is being called the Democratic Turnaround Tour. Tom Perez joins us now. Welcome to Michigan.
Great to be with you, Lester.
Of course, the Democrats lost Michigan. The state went for Donald Trump. The Hill reports your choice to start here is symbolic because establishment Democrats are accused of ignoring signs that local support was slipping away until it was too late. Is that the case?
Well, we have to do a better job here. We have to do a better job across the state of connecting with voters, not just in Michigan, but across the country. And that's exactly what we're doing in this tour. We're making house calls. We're listening to voters. We want to understand their fears, their hopes, their dreams, and we want to make sure that we put our values into action every day, that they understand that the Democratic Party is fighting for them. We didn't do a good enough job of communicating our mission, our message, and our vision to voters, and that's exactly why we're here, listening and learning and putting our values into action.
Of course, there are some divisions in your party. Bernie Sanders won the Michigan Democratic primary. You're still divided between establishment Democrats and supporters who think Sanders was a better choice than Hillary Clinton. What are you doing to patch up those divisions?
Well, I think we're very united. Look at the debate right now on the Affordable Care Act. There's not one Democrat supporting the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. If you're a Michigander here listening to this show, you know where Democrats stand on that. There's 637,000 Michiganders benefited from Medicaid expansion. There's over 4 million Michiganders with a pre-existing condition. Democrats are united in making sure that people have access to affordable health care. And the Affordable Care Act repeal bill is a boon for the wealthy, who would stand to benefit immensely. It's an age tax for people between 50 and 64. And it really is harmful to not only Michigan, but to our nation. So you look at unity. That's the definition of unity on the Democratic side.
Well, that's one issue, and you kind of sidestepped the question. What are you doing to heal the divisions between those Bernie Sanders supporters and those who are more establishment or Hillary Clinton supporters?
Well, you know, you look at what we're doing now. Keith Ellison and I are together. Congressman Ellison is not here yet because he's in Washington defending the Affordable Care Act. The vote is going to occur today. It was supposed to occur yesterday. And we've been together since the end of this election, going around the country, talking about how what unites us as Democrats far exceeds our differences. And what unites us are our values. We want to make sure that everyone has access to the American dream. We want to tackle the unfinished business of America right now, which is addressing chronic income inequality. And we're united in that. And I'm very optimistic about the road ahead for Democrats because you're correct. January 20th was an important day as Donald Trump was given the levers of power. But frankly, January 21st was far more important because we saw across America people taking not just to Washington, but millions of people taking to the streets to say, Donald Trump, you do not reflect our values. And what we're doing as Democrats, whether you voted for Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton or Jill Stein, we are saying to you, you know what? We share your values, whether it's climate change, whether it's preserving the Affordable Care Act, whether it's raising wages and investing in our people. We share those values. And that is why we're here in Michigan. That's why we're going across America, to make sure that we put our values into action, that we do a better job of listening, because we have to make house calls. And you can't just make house calls, you know, the October before the election. That has to be a 12-month-a-year enterprise. And that's exactly what we're doing.
You're talking about the day after the inauguration. There have been a number of demonstrations, rallies, marches. It reminds me the beginning of the Tea Party movement. You know, a lot of anger fueled that movement. Now there's a lot of liberals who are angry. Anger, whether you like it or not, pushes people to act, demonstrate, maybe vote. How's the Democratic Party reacting to that?
Well, we're putting this energy into action. And let me give you one example. There was an election in a state senate in Delaware, and the state senate was tied 16 to 16. This election was going to determine which party controlled the Senate. And what we did, the DNC, working together with our revolution, working together with the Delaware Party and others, came together. That 4 years ago, that election was razor thin. The Republican lost by only 1 or 2 points. This time, the Democrats won by 16 points. So what we're doing is we're channeling our energy into action, channeling it into results. What we have to do as a Democratic Party is make sure that we are building strong state parties everywhere, making sure that we understand that our mission is to elect Democrats from the school board to the Senate and everywhere in between, not just working toward the presidency. And when we build strong parties and when we lead with our values and put our values into action, and when we channel this energy that's out there into electoral action, that's how we prevail. That's why I have a lot of optimism about the upcoming elections in Virginia and New Jersey. There's also a lot of municipal elections, not only in Michigan, but across the country. And we're investing in those because that's the new Democratic Party, working together, putting our values into action. And I'm very excited about the energy that we've been able to channel, whether it's helping elect that state senator or helping elect people elsewhere that we are working for. That's what we have to do, is channel the energy into concrete action and concrete election results.
In Michigan, Republicans hold the governor's office, all the constitutional officers' positions. They control both chambers of the legislature. They hold 9 of the 14 congressional seats. And as we mentioned earlier, the state went red in this most recent election. What's your plan in Michigan?
Well, we're going to work together to make sure that we have an every zip code strategy. We have to be present everywhere, whether it's in Marquette, Michigan, or Wayne County, or Macomb County. We can't cede any zip code. Again, it's important to recognize that we lost by, I believe, 13,000 votes in the presidential cycle. And in part, that reflected the fact that we simply weren't present in all too many areas of the state. And that's the story in Wisconsin, and that's the story in all too many other places. And that is why our 57-state strategy, that's the 50 states plus the territories, it doesn't simply involve spending time in certain parts of the state. It involves communicating with everyone. That's why I've been to rural Wisconsin already. That's why I will be in 3 different parts of Michigan today, because we are here to send a message to every person in every zip code that the Democratic Party is here to fight for you, fight for your ability to punch your ticket to the middle class, to make sure you have access to health care, access to retirement security, that your children will get that good education that they so deserve and will enable them to punch their ticket to the middle class. We're taking that message into every zip code. And when we do that, Democrats succeed.
As you noted, conventional wisdom says the Democratic Party ignored the Midwest, but it also says you ignored the middle class, you ignored the white working class. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think our message of job creation, the message of looking out for every voter in every zip code. Dr. King said that, the best civil right is a good job. And you know what? That's true regardless of what zip code you live in. And the Democratic Party has been fighting for job creation. And if you want to create jobs, put a Democrat in the White House. Remember, George Herbert Walker Bush handed Bill Clinton a recession. Bill Clinton handed George W. Bush 4% unemployment, surpluses as long as the eye could see. George W. Bush handed Barack Obama carnage, the worst recession of our lifetime, unemployment up to 10%. Barack Obama bailed out the auto industry here in Michigan and across America, saving over 1 million jobs, and the unemployment rate was down to 4.8%. There's still work to do, and we need to do a better job as Democrats of communicating our values, communicating what we've done to fight for people, and making sure we're doing that everywhere. And when we do that, I believe that we can succeed. And the energy that's out there right now is absolutely palpable. And I see it in every corner of Michigan, and I see it in every corner of America, where it's not just people who've always been active, but folks who have been, frankly, casual participants in democracy. And they tell me, Tom, I now appreciate that democracy is not a spectator sport. I can't just go once in a while. I've got to be there all the time, because they see that Donald Trump does not stand for their values. They look at what's happening in Washington with 24 million people whose health insurance is in jeopardy. They see all the Goldman Sachs partners who are running this White House. That's not the change that people voted for. That's simply more of a bigger swamp of alligators.
Voter turnout among Democrats was low in 2016, and Democrats aren't really known for their big turnouts during midterm elections. What kind of strategy can you use to change that?
We're getting out there now. We're not waiting until the fall of 2016. and we're organizing, and we're partnering with many groups. There's just a remarkable number of organic groups that are out there now, Indivisibles, Swing Left, other groups. And many of their members may not be registered Democrats, but what I've seen in my participation at various rallies across this country is that they share our values. And so what we're doing as Democrats is making sure that we are a conspicuous presence, a conspicuous partner with them in these efforts so that they see that, you know what, the Democratic Party shares my values. When we do that, and when we do it 12 months a year, not just 2 months before a midterm or 2 months before a presidential, that's how we move people. I met all too many people who said that the Democratic Party hadn't come to see them. The Democratic Party hadn't asked for their vote. The Democratic Party hadn't been in their community. And that's on us. And that's why we're out here.
Tom Perez is the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. He's making stops in Detroit and Flint. Thanks for taking a moment to talk with us.
Thank you. Good to talk to you and your listeners.